Did you ever learn to do that?
Nope. I never could.
Never. My grandmother could do it. My mother never learned.
I couldn't do that at all. And in later years, I've seen people take a hatchet and cut their head off. I could never do that. I could hardly pick a chicken and do anything. I didn't have to do anything like that when I was growing up. We always had what we called a girl. Mm-hmm. Stayed with us. Now, I'll tell you, this is another story. We were just fortunate in that. And, of course, you had cheap hep. And your hep was this way. Your girl was hired by the week. And some of them have spent several years with us. And they got $3 a week. And they worked 5.5 days. They got Saturday afternoon off. They could go to church on Sunday. And any other time they had. And you got your bed and your board and $3 a week. Now, wasn't that great?
Was that $3 a little further than it does today?
We had one girl that, mother said she saved every penny that there was. That's just Hill people. They know how to save and do without. And my mother did that. She would. She was always a good trader. She was always trading somebody to do some work for her, and she'd trade either something that she had for it. Now, that's what people did. Mm-hmm. And she would do that, and she'd love to. Oh, if she could get to trade a piece of furniture and, an old one or something or that somebody else could use that we couldn't, and they'd take it out in wood or bring you wood or things like that. That's another thing. You got wood cut and hauled in and ricked at $1 a rick.
That's really something to mm-hmm. think about. Did you ever have enough eggs that you would sell those?
Yes, I think we have.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of women would do that on farms, I know. And they would get
yes, they did, and they brought them in on Saturday. Saturday was the big day. And way back, they came in the wagons. Mm-hmm. And I know from the upper place, they always came in every Saturday. And it would take them, it's not but about 3 miles up there. But it'd take them a good hour. And when they came in on Saturday, then the first thing they did, they either were bringing something to town to do for us. Maybe he would come in on Saturday morning and plow mm-hmm. the garden or do something here. The next thing he'd do, he'd go to Dad's office, and they'd settle for the week. Or when you had a tenant, you doled them out money, mm-hmm. Not too much, but so much. And they had to have the necessities, flour, coffee, and something. Otherwise, they had everything at the farm. And people brought, we were talking about blackberries. You just don't get any nowadays. You used to not think anything about it. People would bring a 5-gallon can in and sell it for 50 cents. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get them for $5 now.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's hard to find.
Yeah. Well, people just won't do those things. People are on welfare too much. Not that people should have to do that way. I'm not talking about that. There's too many young people that are on welfare that could get out and do something. Don't get me on that, though.
While we're talking about what people would eat, let me just ask you about a few of the other foods that would grow around here. What are the kind of berries, for instance, would grow around here and people would?
Well, everybody had their own strawberry patch. You had a strawberry patch, and everybody had their own potatoes that you carried through for a year. And you had enough potatoes that you carried through and had your seed potatoes for the next year. You raised your own onions, and everybody canned. You spent the summer canning so you could eat during the winter.